Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I just was playing a little thing about the KitchenAid machine, and I won it, and I put in my information that said I'd already bought it, but I chickened out because I was afraid it was phony. So
did you enter your card number, ma'am?
I did. And actually, it's a different card number, but it's the same address. And
what's your zip code?
We did not.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
Pardon?
Your zip code?
84119.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
What's your name, ma'am? What's your name, ma'am? Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you.
What is your name?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N.
One moment. And you said a zip code is 84119, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I hear a lot of noise in the background. I can't hear you. You said your zip code is 84119?
Yes, that's correct. Do you really send the KitchenAid for $2?
No, ma'am. You had a chance to win the KitchenAid. You haven't won it. If you win in a couple of days, they'll send you an email. So I'm trying to locate your transaction first. So what is the last four digits of the card that was used?
It's a brand new card, so I can't remember it. Yeah. 9576.
One moment.
It's waiting on the internet right now, actually.
It's what?
I had just barely put it in. And
so if you did not complete this transaction, ma'am, I won't find an account. I was asking earlier, did you enter your card number? You know, but if you didn't complete it, I won't find what I'm looking for.
Well, here's what happened. A notice came up saying I'd already purchased this, and I have not. I filled it out, and then I got scared it was a scam, and I erased it.
So you didn't complete a transaction, and if you did not, I will not find it. Was your card charged?
No, because I just did it a few minutes ago, and previously, and it's been months and months, and I filled it out, and then I got nervous.
What happened months and months? No, we're legit, ma'am. You're talking to a call center now, so that part of it is fine. Okay. 295, the charge for that could be anywhere from $295 to $995, though. I've seen that vary, though. But if you had not actually put your card number in, I won't find it in an account.
Well,
for
Pete's
sake,
it means...
Ma'am?
Yeah. Sir?
Ma'am, I can't understand. It sounds like you're babbling on. I don't know. What are you asking me now?
I'm just asking you if I can be considered legitimate and give my hand at that.
Like I said, Ms. Jensen, and here you go. It is here at 4:19 p.m., though. You call earlier today, not now, unless your time is different where you are.
Well,
it's 11 o'clock where I am.
I just saw it, and that's why I just now I'm doing it.
You just saw what? The charge?
No, I saw the invitation to spin. Not to spin, excuse me, to that said I won, and that I would need to give my credit card number so that you could charge me the $2.
Okay. It's anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95, ma'am. It very well could be $7.95. Let me ask you this. What time is it where you are now?
I'm in Mountain Standard Time, and it's almost 10 o'clock. 5 minutes to 10.
Okay, well, this transaction took place at 4 o'clock earlier today.
No, it did not.
Okay.
That's impossible. I was actually at an event at that time.
I see it. Okay, that was on 11-11 yesterday. Did you do it yesterday?
No, I did it several months ago, but then I got scared and I did not.
Okay, ma'am.
Do it.
Okay, I understand you said the scared part several times. What I'm trying to, you're in here for 11-11. There was a transaction made at 4:19 for the tactical bag, and they charged you $56.95. I'm trying to see if that's what you're speaking of.
They charged me $56.95? Is that what you just said?
Yes, ma'am. This is why I keep asking you. You're telling me you got scared and didn't put your card number in, but I see a transaction here. So this was yesterday, 11-11 at 4:19. That's the most recent transaction I see with you. I don't see anything that you say. I don't see anything dated for the 12th period. You say you just did something. I don't see that. And you just verified your address again. Will you verify that again for me to make sure I have the right person?
3012 West 3875 South in West Valley City, Utah.
Okay, no, that's different. That would not be you.
Yeah.
Let me back up here. What's your email address?
LindaEJensen@gmail.com.
Okay, I have a list of Jensens here. And let's see.
I bet you do.
Ma'am?
Yes.
So your email would be, I have Jensen's. Even I have Linda Jensen, that's your name. The only transaction, the last transaction I see for you is November the 11th. Oh, not for you, for a Linda Jensen is November the 11th. I don't see anything under the spelling of J-E-N-S-E-N. That's how you spell your last name?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see anything dated for the 12th at all. That's why I kept asking you, did you enter your card or you didn't enter your card? If you did not enter your card, I won't see your transaction. It's very well someone else can be named Linda Jensen, but for the transaction on the 12th, I don't see one. You said you just did it, and I don't see a transaction on the 12th.
Yeah, I did. That's about less than 10.
But if you did not enter your card number, I won't see it at all. You keep telling me you got scared and you backed out. You got scared and you backed out. If you backed out and didn't put a card number, I won't see it. However, I do see Linda Jensen, which is not you.
I know there are a lot of Linda Jensens. And when I backed out, that was several months ago.
Okay, when you backed out was several months ago or last night, ma'am, or this today?
No, several months ago. And today I looked at it and I thought, it says $2.95.
So some of these Linda Jensens from July could be you then, is what I'm asking.
I honestly can't remember, but it seemed like it was almost.
I have a list of Linda Jensens. And what's your email?
LindaEJensen at Gmail.
Okay, I see one from September under that email address for September 20th. Okay, let's back up to that. But it's still not tonight's date, though. The last thing I have for you under your email at lindaejensen@gmail.com was September 20th. But anything stated for November 12th, I don't see that today. And that's why I'm asking you, if you did not put your account number on something today, I will not find that.
Yes, I did. Just about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, but you also but you said you didn't complete it, Ms. Jensen. You're telling me you're contradictory. You say you did, then you say you didn't.
Can you listen for 1 minute?
Go right ahead.
Several months ago when I did it, I got nervous, wondering if it was real or a scam. And so I took the information off because I was nervous.
Ma'am, several months ago we have transactions for you. They charged you several months ago. But those accounts are not active, but we're not, are we talking about several months ago or are we talking about last night, yesterday, or today? That's two different trends.
Okay. Oh, all right. This isn't worth a battle.
What you're looking for November 12th, ma'am, I don't have a transaction for you. And that's why I'm saying to you, if you did not enter your card number completely, I won't see that.
I tried, and it said I had already bought it, and I have not. That's why don't see my card number.
Well, sometimes there's a delay as well. So what I would suggest that you do is call back in a couple hours or tomorrow. If you say you said you did and you said you already bought it, sometimes we don't see that transaction right then. Sometimes it takes 20 minutes for it to come through. It don't process right away. So I'm not sure what you did because you got something back from September, don't have anything for November. You saying you did put your card in, but you didn't put your card in. I'm not sure right now. I was trying to locate the transaction for you, but you said, well, I tried to put it in, but it didn't go through. I stopped it. Then another time you said I did put it in. So what I see here is 11-12. 11-11. I don't see anything for 11-12. That's the last thing I see, ma'am.
That must have been another Linda Jensen because
But for you, ma'am, it's 9-20 with the email address that you gave me. It was September 20th. It's the last sale that I see here for you now. Not to say that you didn't have a sale, excuse me, for 20 minutes ago because I might not see it now. That's why I keep asking you yourself, did you actually put in your card number?
Yes, sir, I did, and it told me I had already bought it, and so it wouldn't go through.
Okay, if it didn't go, so now you're saying it didn't go through.
No.
So I won't see that.
You know what? Never mind. My gosh, I am trying to tell you what happened, and you act like you don't believe me, so
no, I'm telling you what I see, ma'am. I don't see anything. Last thing I see is September 20th.
And I did not do that.
This is your email you just gave me, ma'am, lindaejensen@gmail.com.
Well, something's wrong because I know I did not do that in September. I know that.
Ms. Jensen, the last transaction I have here for you right now that I see is
at that very same number. Are you seeing the same credit card number?
I haven't looked. The card number was used. What's the address again?
3012 West.
Okay, that's the address checked out. The card number was used on this particular one, ends in 9167.
I did not do that, though. All right, I would like to just pretend this didn't happen.
It was declined anyway, so there's no refund or anything due. That card was declined. That transaction back on September 20th was declined. But more importantly, you was asking about a November 12th charge, which I do not see right now.
Well, that is interesting because I didn't do it, and who had my number because I did not do that. Thank you for your time. Goodbye. Holy moly. He's trying to tell me that I did buy it on September 11th.
No, Ms. Jensen, I said it was declined on September 20th.
Well, that's good, because I didn't do it. Thank you.
But I don't see the transaction on 11-12, though, is what you're asking about now.
Yes, and that's because it says I already bought it, and I did not, and I didn't. So I guess
would you
we're
like
done.
From
Thank you.
You? Okay, ma'am. I can transfer it to our fraud department if you like.
I am very curious who would you. I didn't do that, so I'm really frustrated.
Was that not your card number, the 9167, ma'am? Was that not a previous card of yours?
Yeah, I honestly can't remember because somebody just tried to get $550 out of my account because I don't have it.
Also you had something. I don't know about that, ma'am, but you had a contest entry here. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying that's why it's a different number.
Yeah, was it someone in the household might have could have done it?
Nope. Just me and my husband here.
Okay. So the transaction in the last 20 minutes, ma'am, I sometimes don't see for 20 minutes, okay? But you said that it didn't go through, so I won't see it if it did not go
That's
through.
That's exactly right.
All right.
I'm just going to erase it off of there. And
ma'am, you're babbling again. I cannot understand anything you're saying.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I throw in the towel. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling customer service.
No, thank you. He was very rude to me, actually. I did not do it on September 11th.